Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park on a Patriots Friday, and we go to the guest line now for our weekly chat with one of the Patriots coordinators. This week it's Josh McDaniels, and Josh McDaniels is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Josh McDaniels, how are we doing this week?
Great. How you guys doing?
We're good. I wanted to start, probably no surprise to you, with the quarterback. Last time we talked to you, people were asking questions about, is there too much on Drake May's plate? There's been a couple games since then, a really nice performance in Miami, and then what I personally thought was a pretty good performance last week, if you could just sort of take away the turnovers. I wonder how the last couple weeks you've seen Drake May develop.
Yeah, I mean, I think every week, as we talked about earlier, and certainly seems to be the conversation, it is an opportunity for him to continue to grow and improve. And I am really excited about what he does on a weekly basis. You know, he's experiencing plenty for the first time, and I think he's done plenty of things well. And then there's some things that we're learning how to do better, and we learn from. So he's a pretty quick study. Like I said, I'm super excited about what, you know, what the future holds for him. But he attacks each week the right way, and certainly think we've seen some progress from him in a lot of different areas.
So, Josh, those of us that have been watching the New England Patriots for far too much of our lives have a good idea how the Bill Belichick administration would have handled a game or the aftermath of a game where there were 5-6 turnovers, depending on if you count the downs. How does the Vrabel administration handle it? What's been the internal reaction, and how have you guys tried to clean that up going forward this week?
Well, I'll let Vrabe speak for himself about that, obviously. But, our job offensively is to score points and protect the ball. And so from a coaching perspective, you know, if there's things that show up in a game, which there always is, because this is a sport of imperfection, we're going to have to try to fix the things and continue to work on the things that we don't feel like we're doing well enough, whatever those might be. And those are constant. So this last week so happened to be the turnover bug. And so, you know, handling it with, you know, fundamentals and creating good habits of ball security. And again, you work on that every day in football. And so, but I think it's easy to say that, you know, when you don't do it well enough, that you haven't created a good enough habit. So from a coaching perspective, it's our job to try to ingrain those habits into our players and to, you know, eventually get to the point where we're playing penalty free, turnover free football and see what the results look like when we get that to that point.
Josh, Travion Henderson is a guy that a lot of Patriots fans were really excited about, not just on draft day, but seeing him this summer, preseason action. Hasn't gotten off to the greatest of starts through 3 weeks. Just wondering, what can Travion Henderson do to make better use of what opportunities he gets?
I'm not discouraged with Travion at all. I think Travion's also, you know, learning each time he goes out there. I've had a lot of different backs you know, in their first year, you know, and the production is, you know, it comes, you know, when it's time to come, you know what I mean? And the reality is they're learning as they go. Each week's a different challenge for them. They're preparing for NFL opponents for the first time. This will be his fourth opportunity to do so. There's a lot that goes into being ready to do a lot of different things well on game day. And Trevion works really hard. He's very diligent about his preparation. We know he has talent, you know, and it's a matter of continuing to improve and make progress. So I'm excited about what Trevion's going to do for a long time here, and you know, eager to continue to work with him and help him get there.
Josh, I believe Drake May is your leading rusher through three games on the season with 87 yards on the ground. What do you believe it's going to take to get the ground game going, and could the Carolina Panthers and their 25th ranked rushing defense be the right opponent for you guys to get that going?
I think running the football is, you know, about your, you know, your execution, your mindset, you know, and doing it in a way that's penalty free, you know? And so, we've had moments for sure. There's certainly been opportunities, some flashes of good stuff that we like. We just need to be more consistent. And so, that's, you know, starts with me and trying to do the right things and put together a good plan for our guys with our staff and give them an opportunity to go out there and continue to, you know, to do those things the right way. So, we'll continue to work at it. Where you start is generally never where you finish. And so, you know, we have a lot to improve on, and that's certainly one aspect of our game that we need to do so.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Josh, in that vein, the offensive line's had a couple guys miss some practice time this week. Looks like you might have a little bit of a different lineup on Sunday. How comfortable are you with the depth of the offensive line and Doug Marrone and, you know, what that group might be able to do if it has a little different look?
I think Coach Marrone and our staff does a great job of preparing all their players, you know, and I have confidence in every one of them. And we've practiced that way every practice since we've started back in the spring, you know. We don't just stay in one combination. So I think guys have, you know, experience, you know, communicating with one another, you know, working in tandem with one another. And so I have a lot of confidence in whatever group's out there, and we'll see how the next 24 to 48 hours goes. But whatever it is, we know what our job is, and doesn't change what our goals are going to be.
Josh, I believe the Patriots are among the lead leaders in the number of plays to execute a scoring drive. Just curious if there's been an emphasis on trying to add the quick strike element this week, or perhaps maybe going forward with comfort, see some plays that stretch the field.
Yeah, you always have those in there. And I've kind of always been a believer of, you know, when you do it, it requires execution. It requires the defense to give you an opportunity. Sometimes they play things that, you know, don't present those opportunities to you. So, you know, there's a balance, certainly. There's a balance between being efficient and being, you know, over-aggressive and attempting to try to do too much to shorten drives. You know, sometimes you can create long yardage situations for yourself as well. So try to continue to strike the right balance of being efficient, staying out of negative plays and negative situations, and not giving ourselves an opportunity to make some bigger plays to cut down on the number of plays you have to execute to drive the ball. But it's football. You know, two sides get a say in that. Defense has an opportunity to do something to limit those, and you know, you have to make good decisions when you call.
Josh, I know you guys move on a little quicker than we do in the media and on the radio. I just need to rewind to the last play last week offensively, 4th and 1+. What was the coaching point on that? What was the sort of failure, the breakdown on that? How could that have played out differently? How did you see that play that sort of ended your day?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it's zone coverage, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, people have to do and be on the same page about. I thought we were, for the most part, You know, and I think, you know, if the players, you know, always try to do the right thing. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're never trying to do the wrong thing. So, you know, I know we were attempting to catch the ball and get forward, get a first down, and in the split second, you know, that it took to make those decisions. You know, you look back on them and you say, you know, you wish you would have done this or that. And I know that, you know, maybe having an extra yard of depth on the initial route, great, you know, or catching it and trying to just dive forward. But, you know, there's a lot of plays that guys make when, you know, they give extra effort and all the rest of it. Just that one kind of bit us in the butt there at the end.
Josh, looking not just at Carolina and New England, but league-wide, offense is down significantly to a point where it's the lowest it's been per team per game in at least, I believe it's 20 years. What do you attribute that to league-wide at?
Patience. Have patience. Have patience. It's a process.
It's early.
It's a process. It's September, you know, and it doesn't mean there's an excuse for any of the plays that haven't worked the way we want them to, or the results we haven't received. So we're going to continue to be patient and work at it. Our guys are busting their butt every week to try to get to the point where we're executing at a really consistent rate. And we know that if we stick to the process and get to that point, that the results will come and will follow. So, you know, we kind of look at each day in its own right and try not to spend a whole lot of time looking backwards, just trying to improve the things we can make progress on and be a better football team this week than we were last week.
With that patience in mind, we're actually at Fenway Park today, and we always hear early in the baseball season, like, oh, the hitters are ahead of the pitchers or vice versa. Is there something to be said that defenses are ahead of offenses early in the year? Offenses need more timing, practice time, reps. Is there anything to be said for that?
I've never believed in that. you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. We've had plenty of opportunities, and we're going to continue to work at being as productive with those as we can. And I have great confidence in our group. I love the mentality we have. Braves has set the standard and the vision for what we want to become, and we're going to work our butt off until we get there.
Josh, I've kind of always wanted to ask you this question, and there seems to be no more relevant week than this week. You know, when you see the Carolina Panthers uniform, the first person that seems to always come to mind still to this day is Cam Newton. What was that year like coaching up Cam Newton, you know, replacing Brady? The unique circumstances went into that. And what kind of challenge slash fun was that for you, you know, sort of like tailoring the offense to Cam back in 2020?
It was an incredible experience. We were all miserable because of what we were going through relative to COVID. But being around that player and that person for a year was a blessing for me. Certainly loved every second of being around Tom and all that. And I know the transition was, you know, different and all the rest of it, but Cam, certainly one of the great players and certainly one of the great Carolina Panthers of all time for sure. And one of the great players in our league. And just getting to see his perspective and his personality and obviously the challenge of trying to, you know, create an offensive way of playing that fit him and his skill set and watching how he related to our players and just had a different leadership style about him. I relished that year because it taught us a lot. We learned a lot and we had a lot of fun trying to get to where we wanted to get to. I know we didn't ultimately achieve that, but I really enjoyed my time with Cam and still do to this day.
Josh, I know, and we'll get you out on this, you were here in sort of the heyday in the winning of Boston and all the teams in the championships. And the Red Sox, magic number is one. They get a win. They're in the postseason. Just wondering if you've been following along with the Red Sox little rebirth, resurgence at all this summer. What do you like their chances heading into the postseason?
Absolutely. Big fan of Alex and what they got going on there. And, you know, they've put their head down and competed their butt off all year. And I've earned the right to be in this position, and certainly all of us here are pulling for those guys like we do all the Boston sports teams. And so I'll certainly be rooting, and if I can get to a game on a Friday night or something here down the road, I'll certainly be there and, you know, pulling for our team.
Just a heads up, if you want to log in tonight, it's actually on Apple TV. Not everybody has that. It could be a pain in the ass for some of us that are trying to watch the game. And just, I'm sure you have it, but...
I don't know how to log on. I know that. Somebody else is going to have to get that done for me.
And if you make it to Fenway, Andy says he owes you the first round of beers, Josh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. More than one round. They're all on me. All right, Josh, good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Josh.
Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator of the Patriots. I think Fitzy getting a little bit more of a feel for his offense and, more importantly, his quarterback. That would be my first takeaway from that discussion. You know, the first week he's saying, what did he say? He's the right guy and I love Drake and he's this and he's that. And you know what that is? No disrespect, but that's like blowing smoke up our skirts, as Ted Johnson would say. Now, he's got almost a month working with him in actual live game action. The good and the bad. He's seen a goal line interception. He's seen a fumble trying to do too much. He's also seen, oh, did he just step up in the pocket and flick it to Ramondre for a nice wheel route? Like, he's seen the good and the bad. I think he, more than ever, tone more than words, is all in that Drake May is the quarterback for him to sort of lead this offense with.
I think he's a huge believer in number 10 under center, and by the week is imagining how much more he can do. I think, Andy, what I sort of glean from all of that as well is, geez, I can't say it to these guys right now in this interview, but if everybody else would just learn as quickly and had the talent Drake did, we could be an MF and great offense. But it's just, but, you know, he hinted at that, like, patience. We got to work ball security. You know, it's one step at a time. Vis-a-vis, come on, guys, let's go. Just get, if everyone speed up, get out, everyone get on Drake's page, and we can start putting some LFG back in this offense.
Yeah, if you just get rid of the six turnovers, the poor play in the red zone, the turnover on downs, with the game on the line, like, we'll be rolling, baby, and putting up points. But I knew it would be a little awkward to ask, but we got to do what we got to do. It's Friday. The game was on Sunday. I was pretty sure we wouldn't get chastised like Vrabel did to the regular media when he was like, if you're asking me about the last game on Wednesday, we're going to have a problem around here. But it was interesting to get his perspective on the fourth and one-plus throw to Pop Douglas. So let's listen to that one again.
Zone coverage, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, people have to do and be on the same page about. I thought we were, for the most part, you know, and I think, you know, if the players, you know, always try to do the right thing. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're never trying to do the wrong thing. So, you know, I know we were attempting to catch the ball and get forward, get a first down, and in the split second, you know, that it took to make those decisions, you know, you look back on them and you say, you know, you wish you would have done this or that. And I know that, you know, maybe having an extra yard of depth on the initial route, great, you know, or catching it and trying to just dive forward. But, you know, there's a lot of plays that guys make when, you know, they give extra effort and all the rest of it. It just, that one kind of bit us in the butt there at the end.
So he gave you full honesty there. I thought that last little piece was full honesty. Get deeper on the initial route, catch the ball, and dive forward for the first down and live to fight another play. Get the ball back to Drake and the offense so we can keep fighting. And don't try to make a big play. Don't try to be a hero. Like, he summed it all up nicely at the end of his answer. And I'm guessing that's something he's passed along to Pop Douglas and really all the receivers this week.
Yeah, I think that's translation, not being fluent in Josh yet, but I believe that's, I got a little cute, he got a little cute. We should have just gotten it done, and then we could have gotten cuter or a little more creative. He knows.
I'm not sure he took the cute. I think he was putting the cute on Pop Douglas there as much as he's going to publicly. Absolutely. I mean, he basically told you, could we have gotten another yard on the route? Yeah, sure. Could he just dive forward for the first down? Sure, but a lot could happen. No, like, he's telling you exactly what should have happened on that play. It's a zone coverage. You're going to throw to the first guy who pops open. That was Pop Douglas. Like, he's telling you Drake May did the right thing. The play should have worked if the guy had either just run the route better or fall. Actually, both didn't need to be true. Where he ran the route, if he just dives forward, first down. Or get that yard before you catch the ball and then just fall down and you have a first down. Like, I thought he was very... very honest with the assessment of where that play went wrong. And I don't think it went wrong with how it was drawn up or how it was read by the quarterback or anything. It was just the execution of the wide receiver there. And that's fine. I mean, that's not, you know, he's not the first guy that'll make a mistake with a big play on the line and learn from it. Now, I know a lot of us don't really want to see him get the chance to continue to learn from it. A lot of us would like to see other options there, either Stephon Diggs be more in the slot, Efton Chisholm be more in the slot. Chiz, absolutely. You want to make this Chisholm week in Boston with Bill Chisholm and Efton Chisholm? I'm all for it. It's Chisholm week. That's a way to win. Big Chisholm. Chisholm coming to Boston. Right now, Ken is like, how many times can he say that before we get
really,
in trouble?
Honestly, like the FCC is cutting us a lot of slack this week. But actually, I would like to call out at WEEI.com, our pal Mego wrote a piece about Stephon Diggs. I was going to ask Josh, I feel like we asked him about it last week, so I don't want to just keep hitting on the same notes and tones over and over again. But, you know, the whole like, well, we got to get Steph the ball more and we got to get Steph going. Mego wrote a piece saying that his slot usage this year is down lower than it's been in years, likely because they've been putting Pop Douglas in the slot more. Well, guys like yourself, myself, Ted Johnson, none too happy with his slot usage and especially production. So put Diggs in the slot more right now if you have to do someone else, and then get someone else who's got fleeter feet that can win on the outside in the X. Well, I mean, it makes a lot. If you're not going to put in Chisholm, then at least put Steph Diggs at the slot. You know he can win there with those hands and his veteran moves.
Speaking of guys that you may or may not put in, Travion Henderson. I think we all believe he's going to have at least an increased role this week, or similar maybe to the role that it was in the second half last week after Ramondre Stevenson saw his opportunities limited. We'll get the audio a little bit later. Mike Vrabel said today they're not benching Ramondre Stevenson, just like they're not benching the quarterback. Like, the guys that fumbled are not being benched. Opportunities could change. We've seen the videos from practice where first rep was going to Travion Henderson. But I thought it was very interesting that Josh was optimistic about Travion Henderson. It seems like the rest of the world's a little bit down on the rookie running back, but it doesn't sound like Josh McDaniels is.
I'm not discouraged with Travion at all. I think Travion's also, you know, learning each time he goes out there. I've had a lot of different backs, you know, in their first year, you know, and the production is, you know, it comes, you know, when it's time to come, you know what I mean? And the reality is they're learning as they go. Each week's a different challenge for them. They're preparing for NFL opponents for the first time. This will be his fourth opportunity to do so. There's a lot that goes into being ready to do a lot of different things well on game day. And Travion works really hard. He's very diligent about his preparation. We know he has talent, you know, and it's a matter of continuing to improve and make progress. So I'm excited about what Travion's going to do for a long time here, and you know, eager to continue to work with him and help him get there.
But are you excited what he's going to do this week against the Panthers and their run defense that isn't great? Fitzy, is this breakout week for Travion Henderson, giving everything that's going into this game?
This is breakout week for the Patriots offense at large, especially and led by the rushing attack. Like I mentioned in the interview with Josh, that's the 25th ranked rushing defense in the NFL. Now, they can cover, their corners can cover all day. And with the Patriots not exactly having Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins on the outside, I wouldn't be surprised if the Pats try to utilize the tight ends, big Hunter Henry Day incoming, and especially the running game. The Panthers, as Chris McClain from WFMZ told me this morning, are banged up all over the interior of their defense as well. So if there ever were, there was going to be a week for Ramondre to possibly get right, but most importantly, Travion to break out, this is it, Andy. This has to, if they can't run against the Panthers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Panthers, then this, even with Ben Brown subbing in for Jared Wilson, then this offense is in terrible.
617-779-7937. How you feeling about the Patriots this week? How you feeling about the offense that turned the ball over six times, including on downs to end the game last week? You feeling better about Drake May taking care of the ball? Are you feeling better about Travion Henderson taking over in the backfield? Will we finally get some production from the exciting young rookie? 617-779-7937. Talking a little Patriots Panthers up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.